Blog Talk Radio. You thought I was the devil.
Tonight, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Was worth saving. Glory to God. He thought you were worth saving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word says, so you came and you changed my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You cleaned me up inside. And then he said, you thought I was to die for. Glory to God. And he took it literally. Hallelujah. We'll say, oh, that food is so good, it's to die for. Oh, she was so beautiful, she's to die for. He's so handsome, he's to die for. But I bet you won't go die for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah, you're to die for. And he put his money
come
where
it's going.
God on tonight that he thought we were hallelujah. When our family didn't think he was worth nothing. Hallelujah. When the teacher said you wasn't going to be nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they bet that you was going to be strung out or in a jail cell or in somebody's graveyard, God said you were worth saving. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. If you're calling in and tuning in, we thank God for you. This is more than an hour of power, and as you can see, we are already getting started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be on the line. It's a blessing to have you on the line on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. There's none, God, no God like you, none besides you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, Lord, and we worship you all tonight. We want to love on you. We want you to know we appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify you on tonight, not because of what you do, but simply because of who you are. And that's God all by yourself. Lord, we just want to magnify your name and praise you. We want to take time to rebuke the enemy on tonight, to let the enemy know he's not self from him, in the name of your son Jesus. Hallelujah. We command him to leave the line on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we love you, and we are awaiting your word. We are awaiting your revelation. We are awaiting your wisdom on tonight, Lord, and we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Hallelujah, Lord. And magnify you for it. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, as he gets ready, hallelujah, to bring your word. Hallelujah. Let your will and vessel flow freely on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for the anointing flowing. We thank you, Lord, for the shout. We thank you, Lord, for the worship, because it all belongs to you. And we glorify you,
Lord.
You said that if you be lifted up, that you would draw all of us up to you. So we lift you up. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And amen. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy
to be
magnified.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tuning in. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. And as you can see, the power is already here. The anointing is already here.
God.
and glory to God. Hallelujah.
And y'all, God.
Hallelujah. It's Wednesday night. Hallelujah, which means we have the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on the line and Apostle Curry coming forth in just a few minutes to bring the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. Yeah. So, amen, you need, if you got to run to the bathroom, go ahead and run now. If you need to get you a snack, go ahead and get it now, glory to God. Hallelujah, because we are finna indulge on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me open up with an opening scripture. Amen. We're going to go to Old Faithful on tonight. We go in there because when I opened my Bible, it just fell open, just Psalms 100.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Wow.
See, God ain't going to give me too many signs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we go into Psalms 100, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. And since his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Real quick, I just want you to look at verse 5. Because people say, why are they praising him like that? Why are they magnifying him like that? Why do they worship God the way they worship him? Why are they some diehard God fans? I don't get it. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, verse 5 will tell you, for the Lord is good. We can stop right there. We can stop right there. We ain't even got to go no further. That's enough for you to praise him. That's enough for you to magnify him. That's enough for you to shout in the middle of the grocery store. Glory to God. That's enough, hallelujah, for you to shout on the in the middle of the aisle on the train. That's enough for you to shout, hallelujah, at work. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he's good. Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Then it says, hallelujah, his mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. Ain't you glad his mercy is everlasting? Glory to God. Because you done ran into some people who mercy done ran out. Hallelujah. You done did one too many things. Hallelujah. They had to cut you out because you done went too far. But God say, amen, you can go too far with me because I got mercy that won't run out. Hallelujah. As long as you repent of what you did. Look at David. If I could forgive David for all that he did. Hallelujah. What you think I'm going to do for you? My mercy is everlasting. And I brought a baby because he says, and the last thing he says is his truth endureth to all generations. Just like that mercy he gave David, that same mercy is available to you. That grace, hallelujah, that he gave Paul.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That is available to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same grace that your grandma got, that your mama got, that your daddy got.
Yes, Lord.
The same salvation is available to you. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. Glory to God. You should praise him for that. Hallelujah. Because the same promises he put in his book are the same promises he's making to you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's enough for you to praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
Because he's good. And because the same truth that he told me, that truth, hallelujah, is going to filter down to my great-great-great-great-grandkids. When this body, hallelujah, ain't nothing but ashes and dust in a box in the ground, hallelujah, amen, long, hallelujah, after my kids are learning, my great-great-grandkids are learning about me, hallelujah, praise God, amen. The same grace that I got right now, the same grace they going to get in 30-22, in 40-22, in 50-22, because his grace and his mercy endureth to all generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that grace. We thank God for that mercy. We thank God for his goodness, and we thank God for his truth on tonight. Glory to God. If you're just not tuning in, this is more than an hour of power. And if you're just tuning in, you're late. but you on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is about to go forth. You already missed the appetizers. You missed the chips and salsa and the cheese sticks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the bread sticks. You missed all that. But you're just in time for the main course. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And cooking up the main course on tonight, the chef that we have preparing the meal is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based on the West Coast out of Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles, California is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. I am talking about another than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The holy apostle himself. Hallelujah. Our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands once again. Allow the Lord to show out as he always does. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Be glorified. Be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heaven. Hallelujah. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in your temple. Yahshua, Yahshua, be thou glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heaven. Hallelujah. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in your temple. Yahshua, Yahshua. Be thou glorified.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise tonight. If you want to be glorified, come on and lift him up. Come on and bless him. Come on and give him the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. How many know that God deserves all the glory? Hallelujah. He deserves all the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he should be glorified. We ask God to be glorified on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. From another mother. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Tonight. Amen.
Listen.
Elder Andre Prevost, hallelujah, the prince of preachers on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for him and his first lady and his wife on tonight, amen. Giving honor to them on tonight, amen. Giving honor to my queen, amen, to my first lady, amen, amen, whom I love dearly, amen, hallelujah, to my wonderful, beautiful kids. Amen. To God be the glory. I shout them out tonight. Amen. To everybody that's online from the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on tonight, I shout you out too as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy, Lord, to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor him on tonight. I mean, you know that we can never give him enough glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so, Lord.
He said that we were worth saving. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yeah. How many of you thankful tonight that God didn't throw us away? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To a lot of folks, we weren't worth nothing. But God, said, no, I'm going to save that one. Glory to God. No, I want that one. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That when people didn't want you, God wanted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because only God can change our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People are talking about you, but God, will pick you up, place your feet on solid ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God is still a miracle worker? Come on here, somebody. He's still is working miracles. Somebody give God praise for the miracle worker.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. He's a miracle worker tonight. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know he a mind regulator, come on, give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
He a mind regulator. He's a miracle working
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he a God that
yes,
specializes in the impossible. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He specializes in things that seem impossible. I don't know tonight, but if you got an impossible situation, I would give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. If you got something that seems like it can't be worked out, I would give him praise. Oh, I feel the anointing of God. Hallelujah to God on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We reverence them on tonight. Hallelujah. We give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Come with me in your Bibles tonight. Amen. This is 2 Corinthians. Very familiar passage of scripture on tonight. I want to look at it from the view of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll start at verse 17. When you get there, start, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody there. And the word of the Lord, before we go into the word of the Lord, I would like to say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight for your word. We thank you for those who are online tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, anointing of the Most High God. I ask you on tonight to have your God-like way to do and say whatever you want to do tonight. Lord, it's all about you, Lord. You're the preacher. You're the teacher. You're the apostle. God, you're the evangelist. God, you're the pastor, Lord. You are everything that we need on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to put in our hearts on tonight. We ask you on tonight that you would bind the hand of the enemy, Lord, rebuke every devil and demon, and we vow to give you all the praise and the glory. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For there is none like you. We thank you. And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray on tonight. Amen. Somebody give God another shout of glory. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6. Beginning with verse 17. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, wherefore come out from among them. And the first thing that the Lord tells us in the text is to come out from among them. Who? Come out from among the unsaved. Come out from among the ungodly. Come out from among them that don't love me. Come on here, somebody. And be ye separated. Hallelujah. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And touch not. I want you to circle that word, and touch not. The unclean thing. And I will receive you. And I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I want to use for a topic tonight the power of the touch. The power of a touch.
Okay.
Now, notice in verse 17, he says, wherefore come out from among them. God is saying, we got to make the decision to come out from among those that don't love him. We want God to deliver, but God said, no, make a decision that you're going to come out or stand out for me.
Uh-huh.
Make a decision that I'm rocking on the Lord's side. I ain't rocking with nobody that ain't rocking with him. Come on here, somebody. And then he says, and be ye separate.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us is afraid to separate. That's why the Lord haven't moved for us like he want to, because we scared of what people might say. But tonight, beloved, I want to free you from the opinion of people. Because how many know when the Lord is talking and he giving specific instructions, it don't matter what nobody say. Come on here, somebody. I wouldn't let nobody stand between me and God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, that's right.
If the Lord saying come out from among them, why are you trying to be somewhere where God is telling you that you need to vacate, you need to leave, you need to come out from among them? Come on here, somebody. And then and be ye separate. Separate yourself. Saith the Lord.
Mm,
we need to circle that, saith the Lord, because I think we forget who talking. This ain't man talking. This is the Lord talking. Come on here, somebody. And then the third thing he says, and touch not the unclean thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think about touch, touch is one of the main gateways to the soul. And I'm going to show you why in a minute. But we touch things with our hands. Am I right?
Amen.
When we want to touch something, we use our hands to touch things. But he says, and touch not the unclean thing, and what? And I will receive you. In other words, I won't reject you if you cut off what you need to cut off and separate yourself and come out from among them. Hallelujah. And don't touch. Dear, glory to God. Don't touch the unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. If you know it ain't clean, why are you touching it for? Come on here, somebody. I'm going to show you how the devil trick a lot of us through a touch. Come on here, somebody. Now, I want you to keep in mind that we use our hands to touch, amen? Come with me to limitations. That's right after Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I want you to go to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41. Is everybody there? And what did the Lord read? It says, let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens. See, the reason why, beloved, we got to be careful with what we touch is because our heart and hands are connected. Are y'all still with me on tonight? So as soon as we touch something with our hands, our heart feel it. Because the hands and heart work together. Come on here, somebody. That's why you can tell what a person's heart is by their touch. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God touch and the devil touch is not the same? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Everybody, when somebody shake your hand, you can tell if they of God and if they of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Jeremiah over here in Lamentations, he said, let us lift up our heart. See, that's why people, when they get prayer, they don't want to lift their heads up because their heart ain't right. Are y'all still with me on tonight?
Amen.
Have you ever watched somebody lift their hands and they don't lift their hands halfway up? Because that's where their heart is, with the Lord. See, whenever we lift our hands outwardly, outwardly is a form of submission. That is showing that we are surrendering our heart unto God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So if we want God to know that we are surrendered to him, then we lift our hands up outwardly. Come on here, somebody. Toward the heaven. And we don't lift them halfway up. We lift them all the way up to show, Lord, I'm fully submitted unto you. But if we lift our hands inwardly, we lift our hands inwardly to receive from God. Hallelujah. See, that's how we receive from God, when we lift our hands inwardly, because inwardly says, I'm receiving something from the Lord. But each one of them represent our heart. So every time God look at our hands, he's looking at our heart. Come on here, somebody. So how many of you know that that's why we got to keep our hands clean? Because if we keep our hands clean, that's a way of keeping our heart clean. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise right here. Amen. Why you think Pilate tried to wash his hands? Because he was trying to wash away the dirt that he was a part of the crucifixion of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. But how many know it was too late for him to wash his hands? Come on here, somebody. Because he had already participated in the crucifixion of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And he was trying to wash his conscience, but he couldn't do it. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he was already guilty. Is anybody seeing that connection between the hands and the heart on tonight? And why it's so important for us to keep our hands clean so our heart can stay clean? Come on and give God a praise. Yes, Lord. So, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41 is giving us the blueprint to why it's so important for us not to touch the wrong thing. Come on here, somebody. Now, let's look a little deeper into this thing. Let's go into Genesis, where everything started at. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 3. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Genesis chapter 3, verse 3. Is everybody there?
Amen.
How many understand touch a little bit better now? Hallelujah. The power of the touch. Come on here, somebody. Now look how the enemy tricked the woman. Verse 3 of chapter 3 in Genesis. It says, but the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now, hallelujah. She is telling him what the Lord said. But he see a door open, even though she's telling him what the Lord said. And God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you what? Touch it. So she was in violation by touching it. Come on here, somebody. Because the enemy knew that if he could get her to touch it, he knew that he could get her to eat it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Apostle? We got to watch what we touch. Come on here, somebody. Spirits are transferred through a touch. Come on here, somebody. Because when we touch something, we open our heart up to it. That's why you got to know and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, is it all right for me to touch this thing? Is it all right for me to be around this thing? Because I don't want to touch nothing that you don't want me to touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a praise right there, child of God. She was in violation for touching the fruit. And the enemy knew that if he could get her to touch it, that she would take a bite of fruit that she wasn't even supposed to be even touching. Come on here, somebody. God is so good. We need to be more obedient to the things he's telling us not to touch. And the reason why there's a plague on the land is because people have been touching unclean things. Come on here, somebody. And they won't stop touching unclean things. And God has given them over to the unclean thing that they've been touching. Oh, I can't get no hallelujah, no praise. Hallelujah. God is saying on tonight, we got to obey what he said, don't touch something. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, don't touch it if it ain't for you, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Don't you touch it if God ain't in it. Hallelujah. Don't you touch it, neighbor, if God don't give you the green light. Somebody give God a praise. How many know that you can touch and do all of what you want to do when God give you something? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if God don't give it to you, you better not touch it. You better not mess with it, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember Joshua?
Yeah.
They had that battle, but somebody had touched something unclean.
Yeah.
And they hid it in their tent, in the battle they were supposed to win, they lost because somebody had an unclean thing in their tent. So when Joshua went into prayer and asked the Lord what happened, why did they lose the battle that they should have won, he said, somebody in the tent has an unclean thing. No, you got to be watching nowadays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come with me now to Luke, the 8th chapter of Luke. Hallelujah. We'll look at something right quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Luke chapter 8. Jenny, we're verse 43. You got to realize, child of God, tonight how powerful your touch is. Come on here, somebody. And stop letting everybody touch you. Because some people touch you and they drain energy from you.
Amen.
Some people can touch you and it'll mess up your spirit. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Is everybody there? And it says, and a woman having an issue of blood. Now, the issue of blood is that her menstruation wouldn't stop flowing. Come on here, somebody. It wouldn't cut off. She couldn't stop her menstruation from flowing. But she had this for, what, 12 years straight. 12 years of an unstopping menstruation. And it says, which has spent all her savings upon physicians, spent all her living upon physicians. In other words, all of her money was going to try to find a doctor that could cure her of her issues. Come on here, somebody. Neither could be healed of any. So no doctor could heal her situation. Oh, speak Holy Ghost on tonight. Now, she had a menstrual that wouldn't stop. They couldn't no doctor heal it. What makes you think that if you got a virus, any physician can heal it? Don't you know that God is a physician? So she was going broke, trying to find a doctor that could help her get you.
Wow. Lord.
Somebody tonight might be having an issue. But I stop by to tell you tonight, don't trust in the doctors. Come on here, somebody. Because what your issue needs is a touch from the Lord. Come on here, somebody. What may be impossible with man is possible with God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here on tonight. Give God your issue. Hallelujah. Give God your sickness. Give God your condition. Give God your situation. And watch him heal what can't be healed. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Bible says in verse 44, and she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. Hallelujah. And immediately, somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
Her issue of blood stitched. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
In other words, as soon as she was able to touch him in the natural.
Come on now.
God dried up her issue.
Yeah.
That she had been having for 12 years. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on.
A 12-year condition got healed in one moment. Come on here, somebody. All it takes is one moment. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, you got to touch him for real. That's what he told me in prayer. He said, when you touch me, you got to give me something I can feel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of folks be touching him, but they not giving him nothing that he can feel. Come on here, somebody. Remember, your hands and heart are connected. Come on here, somebody. So if you really touch him with your heart, God says, I'll heal you by my spirit. Come on here, somebody. All it takes is one touch. Oh, I wish somebody would lift their head right now and touch him. Come on here, somebody. Lord, heal my issue, Lord. But I need you to touch me on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Oh, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The touch was so powerful that the Lord said in verse 45, and Yahshua said, who touched me? Who touched me? Who was able to come and draw power from me? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, give him a real touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a real touch. Hallelujah. Give him a real touch. Hallelujah. God said, I want the thing that you've been trying to hide from me. I want you to give me a real touch. What did he say in Jeremiah? He said, is there anything too hard for me? Come on here, somebody. I am the Lord Almighty. Is there anything too hard for me? Come on here, somebody. And in verse 45, it says, and would all deny Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throngs thee. Impress thee and sayest thou, who touched me? He said, Lord, all these people here, they press it on you. But they didn't move him. Come on here, somebody. They throwing at him. In other words, they driving on him, but they not moving him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a multitude means that a number of people that could not be counted. So there's a whole bunch of people touching him, but ain't nobody moving him. But this one woman with an issue of blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But if you notice, it was what she said before she touched him. Come on here, somebody. Because in another translation, it said, and she said within herself, come on here, somebody. There was a heart talking. Come on here, somebody. So her heart was saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. Come on here, somebody. So she knew something within herself. Hallelujah. So she had to work through a crowd, through a multitude. Amen. She was already at ground level. So how many of you know when you're at ground level, ain't nowhere to go but up? Oh, I wish something.
No.
She had to fight through the people. She had to fight through her position. She had to fight through her condition. But in spite of all of that, she still made her way to Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And the reason why she was able to touch the hem, because that was the only thing she could reach at the time was the hem. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that all the power was in the hem? Come on here, somebody. Because that's where they kept the word. It's at the hem. It's in the hem. See, in the hem, it's the Torah. Come on here, somebody. In the hem, it's the word of the living God. And when she was able to touch that hem, the word touched her back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. You may be at ground level and not be able to touch nothing but the word. But I dare you tonight to reach up and touch him. Glory to God. Because there's power in your touch. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 46, and Jesus says, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Come on here, somebody. He says, somebody gave me a for real touch, because I felt it in my spirit. Somebody gave me a real touch, hallelujah, because I felt it in my spirit. I dare somebody to touch it right now. You need to lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah tonight. How many of you want to touch him on tonight?
Amen.
Wait. It's quiet on the set. How many of you need a touch on tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Somebody needs, and I don't know who it is, but you need to cry out like blind man Bartimaeus. Come on here, somebody. When they told him to be quiet, amen, he got louder because he realized who was in the room. He realized who was passing by. Come on here, somebody. And when you know that the Lord is passing by, see, that ain't the time to be silent. That's the time to let him know that you need him. That's the time to cry out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 47, and when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling. When the woman saw that she was out in the open, that she couldn't hide from the Lord, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all, took it at word all, and for all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you need to give your testimony. Hallelujah. You need to tell folk how God has healed you immediately. Come on here, somebody. You need to tell them first about your issue. And then you need to tell them how you had to fight through a multitude, how you had to fight through people, how you had to fight through your position, how you had to fight through your condition. But in spite of all that, you still made the touch. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would give God a praise. They talked about me. They lied on me, but I still made the touch. Come on here, somebody. They tried to block me, but couldn't stop me. And I still made the touch. Somebody give God a praise under the most high.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
So she gave her testimony.
Yes.
And then in verse 48, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Not only did she get healed, but her faith brought wholeness. Hallelujah. So it wasn't just an issue that got taken care of. Hallelujah. God took care of everything that was wrong with her because she reached out to touch him, and when she reached out to touch him, he touched her back. And not only did her issue get healed, but her whole body, her mind, her soul, come on here, somebody, got healed. Her spirit got healed. Oh, I wish somebody would give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 49 says, and while he yet spake, there coming unto him another ruler in the synagogue house, saying to him that his daughter is dead. Amen. He had just healed the woman. Then there's another Jairus turn around, and his daughter is dead. And Yahshua says, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. She's sleeping.
Man. How many know that God did a double whammy? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Double.
Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise God for your issue drying up right now. I feel that in the honorable court of our Sunday. God has dried up your issue. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you gave him a touch that he could feel. Come on here, somebody. Hey, honorable court of our Sunday. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah,
tell
glory.
Somebody tonight, say, neighbor, if you give him a real touch, he going to give you a real touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And out of that, he going to make you whole. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory.
We're almost about to wrap it up, beloved. Glory to God. Come with me to Hebrews 4 and 14. Come on here, somebody. Hebrews 4 and 15. I'm sorry, beloved. Come with me to Hebrews 4 and 15. When you get there, shout amen. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 4 and
15.
Hebrews.
Yes, Lord. Is everybody there? And what does the Lord read? It says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. Oh, circle that word. Touched. Hallelujah. Which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hallelujah. But was at all points tempted like as we are, yet, look at that word, yet without sin. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the high priest is the one that goes to God on behalf of the people?
Amen.
He takes the sin of the people, their request of the people to God. Come on here, somebody. But he can't be with any sin in him or on him. Come on here, somebody. See, the high priest has to be sinless in order to get into the presence of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And so Hebrews 4 and 15 is saying, look at what kind of high priest we have in Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that he is our high priest? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Look at what kind of high priest we have in him, which cannot be touched with the feeling. Hallelujah. Of our infirmity. Come on here, somebody. In other words, everything we feel, he feel. Come on here, somebody. Every time we go through, he go through. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
God, it said, I'm feeling your drive. Every time you have a down point, did I have a down point with you? But I bring you up. Why? Because I am the lily in the valley. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm going to tell you to lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. For I am the King of glory. Tell somebody, he feels what we feel, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. He feels what we feel, neighbor. Hallelujah. So if you think God is not moved by what you're going through, he moved by it. But he's saying he's moved enough to let you know that all you got to do is touch him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his name on tonight. I tell him, I say, neighbor, you need to touch the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So when you're going through, when we're going through our test and going through our trial, God is saying, I'm going through it with you. You're not going through it by yourself. Lord, do you see what's going on with me over here? Lord, I'm tempted to do something. And God said, yeah, I've been there before, but this is what I did for it. Come on here, somebody. I put the word on it. Come on here, somebody. And the word brought me out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Tell somebody, whatever it is, put the word on it. Come on here, somebody. And the same word that brought him out, glory to God, it will bring you out. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Put the word on it, neighbor.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He says that he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. In other words, he passed the test. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, if I pass it, you're going to pass it. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I believe we ought to talk about where it says there is no temptation but such as is common to man. Hallelujah. But with the temptation, God has made a way of escape. Come on here, somebody.
Come
Hallelujah.
On,
for every test, temptation, trial, rest assured God has already made a way of escape for us. Come on here, somebody. He already saw it coming. Glory to God. It's an open book test, beloved. Amen. You ain't got
Come
to
on,
try
now.
To find the answers. All you got to do is ask the Holy Ghost to show you where the answer is at. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that the open book test, you're supposed to pass that test. Hallelujah. But you got to be know where the answers are in the book. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. God said, I'm giving you the answer. Amen. Write down the answer. I walk in the answer, talk the answer, and watch, hallelujah, what God do for you. Somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, pass the test. Pass the test, neighbor. Glory to God. It's an open book test. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The answers ain't here from you. Amen. They right there in black and white. And some of the answers are in red. And you know those are the correct answers. The one that you see in red, glory to God, those are the correct answers. Hallelujah. Every answer is a correct answer. Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody touching him tonight. And somebody God is touching. Come on here, somebody. Somebody touching God on tonight. And somebody God is touching. Amen. If you touching him, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hey! And if he touching you on tonight, come on and give him the glory. Somebody give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, remember your head and your heart is connected. So every time you lift your hand, God is looking at your heart. And so somebody said, God, let my heart be right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let my heart be right, Lord. Because if my hand is clean, then my heart is clean. Come on here, somebody. Clean me up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because I want to be more like you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. We're going to look at one more, and then we're going to close the book for the night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I'm going to sit down, glory to God, and let the Lord do all the rest, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, give him a praise on tonight. Come with me to Psalms 105. Come on here, somebody. We're going to shout this one out tonight, glory to God. Psalms 105, verse 15. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Sing his great name on tonight. Psalms 105, verse 15. But wait a minute. Hallelujah. Let's go to 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bro koraba baba sando robo kitaraba sando. Hallelujah. Is everybody ready? Psalms 105, beginning with verse 14. And the Bible says that he suffered no man to do them wrong. Hallelujah. Do y'all see that on tonight? The Bible says, and he suffered no man to do them wrong. Come on here, somebody. What's the Lord saying tonight, Elder? He says, I'm getting ready to put a decree. And I want you to receive, lift your hands and receive this tonight. This for you and I tonight. He said, I'm putting a decree tonight that I'm not going to allow no man to do you wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Hey, oh, I feel the power of God. I'm all cold. He said, I'm not going to allow nobody to mistreat you. Come on here, somebody. I'm not going to allow nobody to take advantage of you. I'm not going to allow nobody to do you wrong. Somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. Somebody need to give God a praise. I'm all cold. He said, I ain't going to let no man do you wrong, yay. He reproved kings for their sake. God says, I'm going to rebuke those who are in authority over you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let those who are in high position do you wrong. Come on here, somebody. But I'm going to send a word of correction. I don't care if he's the president, whoever he may be. God said, I'm not going to allow nobody, no potentate, no high potentate, amen, hallelujah, to do you wrong. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Why? Because you and I are his anointed. Come on, here to verse 15. He says, saying, touch not my anointed. Come on here, somebody. Oh, the Lord says, look at what he said. Don't touch them. Hallelujah. Don't touch them. Hallelujah. I feel like telling the devil tonight, like MC Hammer, you can't touch this. Come on here, somebody. You can't touch this, and you know you can't touch it. Come on here. If you touch it, God's going to bust your head. If you touch it, my angels are going to go crazy. Amen. Don't touch over here, glory to God. You better go on in the other direction. If you don't want no trouble, then you better not touch over here. Somebody needs to tell the devil the same thing and give God the praise on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
He said, touch not my anointing. Come on here, somebody. That word anointed, listen closely. That word anointed means authorized and legalized by heaven. A lot of folks talk about they anointed, but if heaven don't move for you, when you speak, you're not anointed. Come on here, somebody. If you don't have authorization and legalization with heaven itself, you are not anointed. Come on here, somebody. The anointing is when you have legal authority, legal authorization. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means when you talk, Amen. Heaven is already moving at your words. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Lord,
Glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Hey, I feel the praises of God right here. Somebody needs to thank God if you're anointed on tonight. Lord, thank you that I'm anointed. Lord, thank you. I have authorization and legalization with heaven, Lord. Hey, somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody on tonight, say, neighbor, I got authority. Hallelujah. I got authority. Hallelujah. God gave it to me. Hallelujah. And I ain't afraid to walk in it. Hallelujah. I ain't afraid to tell you I got authority. Hey,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. See, that's why, Dave, I got a reason to rejoice. That's why I got a reason to praise his name. That's why I got a reason to glorify my God, hallelujah. Because he gave me something, and the devil can't take it from me. I got authority, neighbor, and I can decree a thing, and it shall be established, hallelujah. I got authority, hallelujah, to speak it, the word of the living God, and it shall come to pass. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Let me tell you something, beloved. I don't care how crazy the devil looks. He can't do nothing to us, glory to God. Why? Because we are anointed. I don't care how he frowns. I don't care how mad he gets. He cannot touch us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid of folks' faces. Glory to God. Amen. If they face get disfigured, will you tell the truth that just that demon, glory to God, let you know that he hates the very fact that you're anointed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. He told Ezekiel, don't be afraid of their faces. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
When they face off being disfigured, that only mean they need to be delivered. Come on here, somebody. It means they need to be delivered from that demon. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory.
Now the end of this verse says, and do my prophets no harm. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the devil hates us. He hates the prophets. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because we are God's mouthpiece. Remember in the Old Testament, they always tried to kill all the prophets off. Because they didn't want God's word to be declared in the land. But how many you know God said, you better not do my prophet no harm neither. Come on here, somebody. Don't touch the prophet. Tell somebody that don't mess with the prophet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody give God a praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that God won't do nothing except he first speaking through his prophet? How many know that God won't move unless he speaks through us? Come on here, somebody. People tell us they want us to shut up. No, you don't want us to shut up, because if we shut up, God's shutting up. And if God shut up, everybody's going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory.
Woo! I feel the fire of God right now. Hallelujah. I feel the praises of God right now. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To his great name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout of victory. Somebody give God another shout of victory on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord.
Somebody touch him tonight.
Lord.
Somebody touch him. Somebody lift your hands and touch him. Hallelujah. Because remember, when God see our hands, he see our hearts. Come on here, somebody. Lord, here's my heart tonight.
Lord.
He is my heart, God. Somebody lift your hands high to the heavens tonight. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And say, Lord, touch me.
Touch, Lord. Touch.
Hallelujah.
Touch,
God is touching on tonight.
Touch.
If you're online tonight, God is touching on tonight. Hallelujah.
Touch.
Hey, shout out to the Sando. Get your touch from the Lord on tonight. Don't miss out on your touch. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Hey, Shatonoromosokotarabasando. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you praise on tonight.
Hallelujah, glory.
Touch on tonight, God. You see what we need, Lord. Touch, God. I mean, you can feel the Lord's touch on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on in, Elder, while the Spirit of the Lord is still moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank God for his touch on tonight. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his touch. Thank God, hallelujah, that he, hallelujah, is omnipresent and he is able to touch each and every last one of us in all of our perspective places. Lord, have mercy. We thank you, Lord.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hey,
praise
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank God for the touch. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We praise you for your touch. Glory to God. We praise you for your tonight, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey,
God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your anointing tonight. We thank you, Lord, for being chosen, that you got our hand, your hand, not just on us, but on our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
we praise you.
God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Magnify you
yes,
on tonight, glory to God. You're worthy of your
yes.
praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, right now, Lord, that you continue to touch him. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you amplify what you've already given him, Lord. That you continue to lead him. You continue guidance, Lord, that you continue to fill him up with wisdom, fill him up with knowledge, fill him up with revelation, Lord. And we thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, for the generational blessings that you have reigning in his life. We praise you for it on tonight, Lord. And we magnify
you.
Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Are you glad for the touch on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you got, everybody don't get the touch. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people say they got the touch and they lying about the touch. But you know what the touch feels like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you have been in the presence of God. You know that God has touched you in a mighty way. You know it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for his touch. Hallelujah. We thank God for his hand being on us on tonight. Hallelujah. On our lives, teaching us and guiding us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to open up the phone lines. Do you have a testimony, a prayer request? Hallelujah. On the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. Amen. When we bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight, praise God, and we are just thankful for his touch. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thankful for the anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thankful. Hallelujah. For God being God all by himself. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God on tonight. Amen. We want to remind everybody we will be back here on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. More than an hour of power. Same time. Hallelujah. Same channel. Praise God. We invite you to tune in, call in, be blessed with a word from the Lord on tomorrow night. We'll be back on Friday as well with Q&A. Praise God, hallelujah, with the apostle and the prince, praise God. And I do believe, amen, that the pastor will be joining us also, Pastor Mac Page, praise God, Bishop Page, praise God. I believe he'll be joining us on Friday also. And, of course, hallelujah, we have the first ladies and the prophetesses. I'm not stuttering. It's a lot of S on the internet. Praise God, on the line as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord on Friday with the open mic Q&A discussion. Hallelujah. Amen. What the topic will be, you got to tune in to see. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, I'm playing. We'll have a topic for you tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But tune in tomorrow and Friday night. Amen. And be blessed with a word from the Lord. And don't forget about Saturday. Hallelujah. Amen. The Seventh-day service featuring our very own Apostle Curry. Hallelujah, we'll be bringing forth the word. And also, do not forget about, hallelujah, the morning service with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, which is entitled Morning Glory. Make sure, amen, if you out there on Blog Talk Radio and you listen to this recording, praise God, or you listening to it live, amen, make sure, praise God, hallelujah, you type into that search box the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, and Morning Glory. And make sure, amen, you check out those recordings in the archive and be blessed with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. If anybody out there wants to give a donation, you know how to get that done. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, and we just thank God for everything he has done and everything he is doing, hallelujah, in the ministry on tonight. Hallelujah, God is truly good. All the time and all the time, hallelujah, God is good. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of Apostle Curry at this time so he can give his final announcements, amen, and the benediction. Apostle Curry, it is back in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Roger.
Bless you, man.
Amen, for his touch on tonight. Amen, we give God praise and glory and honor on tonight. I was thinking, man, of God, amen, how many sermons have I been preaching? Like over 100.
Amen, or close to it, amen.
And I was trying to figure out how many. I lost count. Amen. Glory to God. But God is good, and we give God praise. I said, let me talk to my brother, because I know he probably know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
I'll have to go back through and count them. But it's been quite a few.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And thank God that we're still going strong. Amen.
Amen.
and that God is not through with us yet. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God on tonight. Amen. If there are not any comments or anything, I'm going to go ahead and close it out on tonight. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Lord God, for your touch on tonight. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for touching us from the top of our head, Lord, to the sole of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for your virtue power. We thank you, Lord, that when we touch you, that you are able to touch us back. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the victory, God, that we have in you. And we bless your name on tonight. And we come out from among them and be ye separate. Hallelujah. And we will not touch any unclean thing, Father. And we thank you for your word on tonight. We give you the praise and the honor. Continue to bless us until tomorrow night, God. Let us continue to magnify and glorify your name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then I turn it over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Bless you, man of God.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. And we thank God for each and every person that has called in and tuned in on tonight. On behalf of the first ladies and ourselves, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power. Are you ready
so
for the
important,
rain?
People of God.
Hallelujah. On tonight.
To get into the very presence of God.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.